This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's get to our best bets. Who do we have the most faith in today?
Today's best bets.
All right, Kate, what is your best bet for today? Let's have it. You were on it yesterday.
Yeah, my best bet hit yesterday. We're going to try and go for two in a row. I'm going to go with the over in the Lions and Bills game. I think the Lions are going to have a good first half with the Bills' travel that they've had this week. I think the run game for Detroit with Jamal Williams and the way he's been playing can get going early on. And then the Bills, their offense has been one of the best in the league all season. Josh Allen knows how to sling the ball around the field, and I could see them finding the end zone plenty this afternoon. So my best bet is to play the over 54.5. It's a lot of points, but I like it in Bills and Lions.
All right, you know me. I try and be positive, Kate, finding you plus money. And I think I found a gem at BetMGM. I'm going to go with how many points will the Patriots score in the first half. Take the under on 9.5 at plus 110. Mac Jones only has 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions this season. He had 246 yards last week, no touchdowns. Had another game this year, 321 yards, no touchdowns. That's 41%. Of his total yards thrown this season, and they both did not produce touchdowns in both of those games. So look at the under at 9.5. That's 3 field goals. Nick Folk, the hero for the team. At first half, Patriots under 9.5 at plus 110. So look, I'm a Patriots guy through and through, but at the end of the day, I know for sure that it's going to be very tough for the Patriots to get the ball moving because it's been a problem all season.
And a great bet at some plus money. Who doesn't love a little plus money?
Positive K loves plus money. That's who loves plus money. So since there's no magic eight ball, and I think my physician would be very happy to know that, we have the magic cup, my magic cup, to find out, woo, to see how our bets do. Okay, magic cup. Inside of the magic cup, it's not a cocktail. It's actually hot water, apple cider vinegar, cayenne pepper, ginger, and lemon. All right, Magic Cup, how do we feel about Kate's over 54.5 with the Lions and the Bills?
Give me a good result, Magic Cup.
Smooth. Woo! Went down very smooth. Even the spice that kicked to the throat says that it's going to be high scoring, but it'll be palatable. All right.
I like it.
Using my magic mug. Magic mug. It's my magic mug. All right. Will the Patriots score under 9.5 at plus 110 against Minnesota tonight? Smooth taste. And it went down very smooth. So it must feel like, I think that drink felt like they may only score 6 in the first half. So Magic Cup comes through. Maybe Magic Cup is healthier than Magic 8-Ball. Look,
based on what you have in the Magic Cup, too, that's pretty healthy.
Right. Jack LaLanne would be proud from his grave. If you want to see more of the Magic Cup that's replaced the Magic 8-Ball, you can. We're on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BetQL. All right. Double D coming in with what's going to be literally the stuffed Thanksgiving plate of parlays. My man, are you ready to feast for another college football parlay?
And now it's time for the Producer's Parlay on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Listen, this is how I do it. I go John Madden with it. I put 8 turkey legs on that turkey today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that would, if there's 8 turkey legs on there, we can say it's genetically modified. And it sounds like this parlay is a genetically modified parlay.
I wouldn't call it. I honestly, I don't typically say this on air, but I actually really like this parlay this week. So on the money line.
David, you don't say that on air, but you say that every week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I do. I don't say it on air. I am saying it this week, ladies and gentlemen. I have on the money line, I have Ole Miss over Mississippi State. Tulane over Cincinnati. Louisville over Kentucky. Minnesota over Wisconsin. And Washington over Washington State. Now to cover.
This isn't crazy yet.
To cover, I have Nebraska at plus 10.5 at Iowa, Iowa State plus 10 at TCU, Vanderbilt plus 14 versus Tennessee, West Virginia plus 8.5 at Oklahoma State, and Coastal Carolina plus 14 at James Madison. $25 bet will pay out a little over $21,000. Odds are plus just under 85,000.
You know what, Double D, this genetically modified turkey you've just served up doesn't taste too bad until I bit into the TCU one. The TCU portion of it, they've got to still put up points big time just so they can still be in the conversation for the CFP, especially now with USC on their back. But you know what? It tastes like turkey.
Here's my argument for the TCU one really quick, since that's the only one that you brought up. You go and you look at the TCU games and you go and look at the Iowa State games. Neither team is winning by more than 10 points in any of their games a majority of the time this year.
So maybe it isn't a bone that I taste in my mouth. Maybe it's just cartilage. Does this genetically modified turkey have cartilage versus bone?
Well, best of luck, David. I hope you hit one of these soon.
Yeah. So
if I do, I'll be taking even more of a Thanksgiving vacation than just 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to wash that down with a Coke. Coke kills a lot of things, you know, so it might kill your parlay legs as well. Look, some of those plays actually don't sound as crazy when some guy says, "Hey man, I've got an awesome 10 leg parlay." So you're like, I don't have a 10 leg parlay. You know, I'm going to lose at leg four, you know, but I like some of those picks in there. So maybe you might pull out a couple of those picks if you feel just a little skirtish, but I mean, it looks good, Kate.
Yeah. Smart parlay for as smart as a parlay can be. We'll say that. David knows I'm not a huge parlay girl, so these things drive me nuts when he's got all these 10, 12 leg parlays, but there are some good picks on the board in this one.
All right. We got a minute or so before we get to the Donkster and JB the Bear. Anybody you want to wish happy Thanksgiving to personally, Kate, that you know, because it's great to have you here. I'm kind of a guest, so we're a couple of guests here. I thank Chelsea and Jenk so much for having us here, for all the producers as well. I figure we'll give them the flowers before we get to the end of the show so the music doesn't cut out our thank yous. Anybody you want to say thank you to particularly or say hello to?
Yes. Well, thank you to all that you just mentioned right there, Chelsea and Jenks, for letting us fill in, all the producers, everyone behind the scene. My fiance is in Florida for a basketball tournament this weekend. He's a coach, a college coach. And so we are not able to be together today, but I'm very thankful for him this year and want to give him a shout out as we're apart this year.
I am thankful for my family. I'm the only guy amongst the conclave of women. So I'm thankful for them laughing at my jokes at least twice a year. Even my wife, who doesn't do this at all, she is Eastern Bloc stoic about that stuff. When she lets out a little, I'm like, I have done some, I've made her laugh. So thank you to my wife and my daughters, my beautiful daughters. They make me feel like a king, but they also remind me that I can be the pauper at some times as well. Okay. BetQL's five-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets. Download the BetQL app. All right. Are we ready for the Donkster? Because the Donkster loves Army plus 10. And guess who I have back with me here? You know, he doesn't bark, but he says a lot. And that's JB the Bear. This is my daughter Sarah's bear. In fact, you see Chef Sarah over my shoulder. That's her. That and you know, the funny thing is her older sister made that with her. So they have this bond. They're 15 years apart. It's a long story, but they're 15 years apart and they fight like they're 2 and 3 year olds. So JB, right? So JB,
we love
who do you
JB.
Like? Yeah, JB, who do you like? Huh? Or huh? JB likes, he likes Brazil over Serbia. World Cup, yes. Minus 225. Oh, are you winning? Are you trying to win us money? Back to the pen for you. All right. So that's JB's pick. He's undefeated. That's what's absolutely crazy.
Hey, you got to go with the hot hand and or hot paw, whatever it is. And JB's got it right now.
Hot paw. That might be, if he has a, if JB, we're going to have to, it'd be JB, the James Brown Bear, and his son, Hot Paw, which would be different than Hot Pants. Smoke it.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.